You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lines are full with people who want to play Rattle Off. Here's Jack on the line. Jack, what are you doing this morning, man?
Hey, how's it going? I just got back from the gym, about to start my day off. Heard that you guys were looking for some new players, so I excitedly dialed in really quickly.
Nice. Well, you made it through, buddy.
Yeah, look at that.
What did you work at the gym today?
What did I work? I did arm day.
Oh, arm day.
Yeah, much needed for me.
Yeah. Hmm. Got scrawny arms?
Oh, yeah. Too much time on the mountains, not enough time lifting.
On the mountain.
I get that. I was a runner for many, 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 many years. And yeah, I will put my legs up against anybody in the world, but my arms, no.
You a skier, Jack, or snowboarder?
I ski. Yeah. I actually just moved out here from Connecticut. So
you're like Dom.
Oh, yeah. You have never had real skiing before, buddy.
Nope. Straight from the ice coast.
Yeah. The ice coast.
Get up there, man. Tear it up.
Oh, that's funny. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually an underwriter for an insurance company. Graduated college 2 years ago, so kind of going through the ropes. And, yeah, I'm enjoying it. And, of course, I had to move out to the West right after college. I went to UConn. Go Huskies.
Fair enough.
Well, good for you. Well, welcome, man. Glad you're here.
Do you want to keep the insurance as a career, your whole career? Is that what you're interested in?
Definitely. I'm like it. I like the field. I'm not sure if underwriting is going to be my path the whole way, but it's definitely a good field.
No, you're just learning the ropes there, man.
Not a lot of girls out there looking for underwriters, huh?
I got to agree.
I'm just looking for a guy who's just an incredible underwriter. You never hear that.
Don't hear that.
Jack raises his hand.
With like really skinny arms and giant legs.
But a big heart.
Big heart.
Huge heart.
Good to his mom. Mm-hmm.
That's what they follow.
Well,
that's true.
Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Do you know how we play this game, Rattle Off? Have you heard it before?
I kind of heard the basis of it.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
So for you and for everybody else who's relatively new to it, here's how it works. We will give Jack a category, then we immediately start a timer. So you have to think fast on your feet. And in 10 seconds, Jack must rattle off 5 examples of that category.
You got it.
All right.
Ready to try?
Let's go.
All right. 10 seconds, Mr. Jack, Mr. Underwriter. 10 seconds. We need 5 things that are made of glass. 5 things that are made out of glass. Ready?
Okay, let's see.
And go.
A wine glass, a bong, a windshield, a home window, and...
Buddy, you said the wine glass, but you didn't say a wine bottle.
Or a glass.
You said, well, yeah, God, just a regular glass.
Just a regular glass.
A mirror. You sure worked in bong pretty quick, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
No wonder you moved to
Colorado. Mr. Jack, I hope you have a great day.
That's a lot harder when you're on the timer.
I know.
Yeah, listen. Hey. You have a great day. Thank you for listening, and thank you for choosing the Dom and Jeremy show after moving out here, buddy.
Of course, all day. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Take it easy.
All right, there he goes. Here's Adrian. Adrian!
Good one. Never heard that.
It's new for us. What are you doing today?
I'm off today.
I'll say. What do you normally
Subtle.
Do?
Nice.
I'm a nurse.
Okay.
Good.
Well, thank you for your work.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Have you got your vaccine yet?
Both of them, yes.
Nice. Good you feeling you. Good? You feeling all right?
Yep. Feeling
good.
Great.
Good. Good for
She's
you.
She's strong.
Yeah.
Adrian is strong. Strong like bull.
We'll see.
Okay. I don't think she wants to play around with
me
at all.
Business.
So,
let's get down to the game.
We are going to play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
10 seconds. Please, Adrian, give me 5 of the characters on the TV show Friends. I want the characters' names on Friends. Ready and go.
Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, Ross.
Joey.
No.
Rachel.
Oh, hello. Yes. Oh,
it's so funny. You got four in like the first 2 seconds, and then
I know. Okay.
All right.
Listen, we enjoyed talking to you. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Darn it.
Hey, Bryn. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey. Thank you.
Hey, girl.
What are you doing today?
Hey. Oh, you know, just dropped my kids off at school. Gonna enjoy the snowy day.
Yeah, you're okay. Just gonna lay around all day in your PJs and watch TV.
Well, I got a new puppy, so I'll probably play with the puppy and, you know, enjoy my time alone.
What a life!
Let me ask you something. Do you when you take your kids to school, are you in your jammies?
Most days, yes. Sweat, yeah, okay. Jammies, yes.
Why not? You're just dumping them off, then going home.
Pretty much.
What's there was your, somebody who called our show not long ago, and they were talking about how they might wear jammies down at the bottom, but they still like would put on makeup and stuff like that because they felt like all the other people in the carpool line were judging them. So great. From like the shoulders up, they got themselves kind of made up pretty nice, and then the bottom, nice. From the neck down, they didn't care.
Yeah,
so. You really only need makeup from the nose up with the mask. So,
oh, that's right. Just throw some mascara on.
Put some eye makeup on and call it good, right?
Hey, what's your puppy's name?
Her name is Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Phoenix. Is she a good girl?
She's a very good girl.
That's good.
Good girl. Hadn't chewed up anything yet?
Just our hands.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Vicious attack dog.
You know, nothing important.
Got her baby teeth. Yeah.
You ready to play Rattle Off?
I'm ready.
Bryn, in 10 seconds, I need 5 things that people collect. 5 things that people collect. Like collector's item things. Ready and go.
Baseball cards, shells, pins, stamps, shoes.
You know what? The last one, number 5, was shoes, and I actually am going to count that because I know people who have...
Our producer, Josh.
Josh has a shoe collection.
He's got a pair of shoes he says is like worth $30,000.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, he's a big shoe collector.
Dang is right. He will not wear them. They are just a collection. And so you are a winner! Do you collect anything, Bryn?
No, I can't say I do. You know what? I do collect crystals. That's a bit nerdy, but it's true.
Crystals? Like healing crystals? And
yeah, like stones and rocks.
Stones and rocks. Bryn collects stones and rocks.
I think that's absolutely
a lot
fun.
Of people do that, yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
You got to rub them for good luck and keep one in your pocket.
I used to constantly go down to Santa Fe. I try to go to Santa Fe once a year, and they're near the plaza. There's a whole bunch of shops there that sell really badass crystals and rocks.
All sorts
and
of magic rocks.
Little, like meteorites and stuff like that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, get down there. Bryn, if you will please stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about his shoe collection, and he'll also tell you about your gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to the show. It means the world to us. There you have it, another satisfied customer.